Okay, let's see, it's August 2nd, 2008. Let's call the order of the Deer Springs Ranch Owners Association Board Meeting. And in attendance we have Taylor Button, John Harris, Don Cox, and myself, John Southwick, as board members. We also have Paul Brayton and Nancy Brayton as ranch caretakers. And we're going to go ahead and start the meeting at this time. So first order of business is to approve and correct last month's minutes. I'm going to pass these out. They've been posted on the website. I don't know if anyone's had a chance to look at them yet.
I read them right afterwards.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Dave Sills was prompt in getting these out and posting them. And Vance Green was able to post them right away to the website, which is really good. Thankful for their work in that effort. I've gone through them. Everything looks like it's... I didn't have any question. So... Any discussion on these minutes? We can always come back and review it if we have. I mean, if something comes up and feel that there's a question, please have your copy and look at it. And we can. But at this time, I'll go ahead and make the motion that we approve last month's minutes as noted by Dave Sills. John Harris, second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It carries the majority. I want to also mention that Dustin Hollis and Dave Stills are unable to make this meeting. But we do have a forum, so we can go ahead and conduct business. And thank you. The next order of business is financial report. If that's okay with you, we could table that, Taylor, until Linda arrives, unless you want to discuss what you have to discuss.
Just do it all at once.
Do it all at once? Okay. We'll go ahead and table the financial report until Linda arrives. She is on her way, and she will be in attendance today. Okay. At this point, it takes us to the ranch caretaker report. Paul? Take it away.
John gave me a list of priorities, just back to basics on roads, water, and cabins. Everything's going smooth as far as guests arriving. Everything's, to their liking as far as the cabins go. I haven't heard too many complaints about the roads, and the water system seems to be working good as far as water for the cabins. I ran out of water once. I don't plan on running out of water again.
Up or lower?
Down here. That's when we first 2 weeks.
Okay.
The erosion plan, those two culverts that you were talking about, I don't know if you saw it coming in. We laid that wrestling mat down, put some rock on it. I spoke with Alan Skeet. He's actually going to deliver a load of rock. We started to put some more rock down.
And that chain link got left there too.
Uh-huh. I wasn't sure what you wanted to do with that.
Just drop it down in the gully. Especially dump rocks on that.
It'll just kind of hold things together.
Well, there's a nice big sump hole right there that I tried pushing dirt in with the Kubota, and the Kubota, we'll talk about later, still needs some work. But the other one that I spoke with Alan Steed, he said this week he's going to get some equipment down in there and start working on that other one by Broad Hollow.
Okay, because that's one thing I was going to ask about, if that rock work yet.
Mm-hmm. It should only take you an hour,
right.
2 hours max, mm-hmm. in Broad Hollow.
He's done with all of most of the stuff for Phil Hall, so he has a little more time too. His daughter had heart surgery, and I mean, he's been busy. The culverts throughout the property, there's a couple of them that were clogged just with vegetation, just limbs and trees and leaves, and there were two that were clogged that I noticed. And I noticed one up by Phil Hall's place that got them washed over. I don't know if it's big enough, the amount of water that was going through it. But as far as all the culverts, we're doing okay. On the water side, found out what was blocking that emergency fire water by the right below the 40,000 gallon tank. It was clogged with leaves, dirt, whatever the pipe was filled with, you name it. Spent some time on that and got it working. Uncovered the pressure relief valve, and I have the material to build a box. I want to get your opinion. Is redwood the best thing to build a box for something like that underground? I have regular pine.
Neither one.
Pine's not going to
do it. Redwood won't either.
Yeah.
No. I think something like that.
You know what? We got some cinder block or something and made a dome and
can you do that? Got block or concrete. You got cinder block there.
There's a block back there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, block.
And then just a regular wood lid or?
Yeah.
Yeah, the redwood. The redwood, if it touches the ground, actual dirt, it'll rot.
Okay.
Has to be pressure treated or?
Okay. Well, I'm glad I asked because I had some material to build a box for that.
Okay. It'd last a few years, but be good.
Yeah. Okay.
I did get your pictures on that.
I did.
I got pictures from Paul. He emailed me as far as what the PRV was, and I mean what it looks like. And so that's uncovered, and so now he can proceed with protecting it. It was just completely buried.
It was 4.5 feet.
4.5 feet. So, yeah, and from what I understand, that's a very expensive pressure relief valve, and we want to, you know.
Well, like I mentioned to you before, I keep one of these old metal tanks up there. If you want to cut the bottom and top off.
Mm-hmm.
That's an idea.
We're fine too.
It's still kind of rust out, though. You know, if you could lay the cinder block in just in a square, but you got to go down 4.5 feet.
Right.
You might have to put some cement in.
They had to grout it.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, you wouldn't have to cement them together. You can stack them, sit them in the dirt, and just fill the cores.
Do I want to bring it up a couple feet above the ground?
At least I don't know. It's not that high.
One course would be fine.
I don't think you want it too high, otherwise it'll make bring more notice to it.
Right.
You have cement here?
I have a couple bags that.
Was it any good? How long has it been here? A couple bags won't fill a whole lot. I'm just thinking I'll be back up here in 2 weeks. I can throw some on.
Okay.
My truck. And how big square? I can figure out how many bags I need to fill a core. I've got a formula left for that in my book, how much cement it takes. Per core for a certain height.
4x4. And the thing is, you can excavate around it. So, I mean, if you're 4.5 feet down, you can take some dirt away around it so that you don't have to build it up as high.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know. Is it on the crest of the hill? Is
no,
it,
it's fairly
it's on
flat.
Flat ground. So,
you want to keep that 4.5 foot depth just for frost protection.
Right.
Especially that.
Yeah, and then the winter time we can throw some insulation down inside.
How square are you going to do it? What are you going to do?
I dug it. I mean, it's a square.
Well, I mean, how wide is it going to be? Two lengths wide, 32 inches wide.
You said go 4 foot square.
4 foot square. Okay, go 4 foot square, and it's 4.5. So actually, we'll be up about 5 feet.
Rebar enforced.
I can bring some rebar from our steel yard there.
I have.
Just drive it down in the corners into the dirt and just keep it down just below the top. And
that
should be fine. If you got some. If your box has got rebar knockouts in it,
yeah.
Okay, turn one course up and just bend your piece of lead in there.
Okay.
And do that up near the top.
There's bond block and regular block up there.
And then I'll bring the cement.
All
Okay. So I know how big it is. I don't know how much cement to bring. And I'll bring cement that's already got the sand and everything.
Okay.
Sand, water, everything.
Got the water. All you got to do is keep the water dry.
Keep the water dry
until we think.
Okay. Dehydrated water.
Yeah. All that needs is a little wet.
Open can. Along the water lines, I wanted to set up a schedule with somebody for the water samples. I know it was supposed to be I take a water sample, give it to Barbara or somebody who came out here, but just kind of schedule something with that. Does Dustin do that, or does Barbara still do that?
What we have to do is when we take a sample, we need to, for one thing, it has to be delivered to the SUU laboratory within 24 hours.
Right.
So
you can't do it on a weekend.
And you can't do it on a weekend. So you can do it on a sample on Sunday.
You can't turn that in
Sunday afternoon. But unless someone's going to
SUU, Chad just went back.
We have to schedule that
at SUU.
It's in Cedar City.
Can we turn that in to him? He's over here Tuesdays or Wednesdays. Every week.
But we used to give it to the gal that done the bank runs. Mm-hmm. The bank, yes. That's been 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
That always worked good because she, take it down to the state bank and she just run it.
Oh, she took it over there.
You know, on her, but she said she quit doing that. But I mean, like I said, I know there'd be probably different individuals that they're making. Of course, we had pay her,
But still, that's okay. We just need to get it done.
You need to pay somebody $50 to take care of it.
Yeah, you need to just set a schedule when you're going to take the samples and find out who can make the trip for you.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I could set it up to where I can go on our St. George trip, set it up to deliver it to somebody to take it up there, or just drive. I don't know, what else is up in Cedar City? I've never been there. There's Costco and Walmart.
Oh, yeah. They don't have Costco, but
they have
Walmart. Home Depot.
Home Depot.
Calvary Square. Orange.
Yeah.
That's your best store.
Maybe you might want to take a trip up there and drop one off so that you know what's up there. There you go.
There we go.
this is close to you. It's St. George. You're going out through
Alton up that way.
Yeah.
Okay. Other than that, I mean, the stuff with the cabins, I mean, the ranch house, I feel things are going pretty smooth. I still don't think I'm getting enough done, but my wife reassured me we've only been here 2.5 months. So we just keep plugging along. I did find some hay. I don't know if Barbara told you about
that. Yeah, I got hay too, so we need to decide, make a decision.
Which hay we're going with, so...
Well, my opinion, the hay is right here.
Where's it at?
There's three. If you go to the end of Johnson Canyon, right before, about a mile before 89 to the left, there's a barn there. You go to 89, a mile out east, there's a hay yard there. And so all the hay is just going to be right in this local area.
Whose hay is it?
It's Hamlin.
But he's farming it for the guy that owns Houston's Trails End.
Okay. Robert Houston's.
Okay, what's he charge?
$5.50 a bale.
So it works out, I think, $143 a ton or $145 a ton. I can't remember when I calculated it.
Is he going to pretty well guarantee the way he bales?
That he said that he could.
What I'm saying is, though, I mean, I've done that before. I've bought thousands of tons of hay. Sometimes people...
This right here in the middle.
Way light.
Way over...
some kind of...
Most generally, people way overestimate...
That's considered really good, though.
The weight of the bale.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, it's saying they're 70-pound bales.
Right. Yeah, and then a lot of times you go get them here, they're 50, 55-pound bales. So if you're buying by the bale, then you got an issue there. So, I mean, I think you need to kind of pin it down on the ton price, bale price, make sure it's going to be
kind of detailing.
But that would be, it would be good. That's a lot closer than St. George,
Whoop. Yeah, it would save on.
Okay, I got some pictures right now.
Okay.
Hey, you almost put somebody in there too, couldn't you?
I have a security report as far as.
Are we going to talk later about the purchase of hay? Or are we going to deal with it now that we're already on it?
How much we need?
Can you? I mean, it's guaranteed you can get it.
15 to 20 ton.
It's guaranteed.
Yes.
Okay. I'd say let's go with that.
Okay.
I'll call this guy up down there and tell him we don't need it.
Okay.
Well, I'll make sure you.
But it is straight alfalfa, right?
No, but it's rain damage. This hasn't been cut yet.
So,
but this is, you know, oats and alfalfa.
Yeah, but let me tell you something about Al, because I've got commitments before and he hasn't delivered. So I think you better.
You better contact him again and.
Okay.
So double swear on it.
Yeah, right. Or you say anything, make sure you get a definite commitment.
Because I mean, this they're holding this hay for us. And
okay.
They have no problem. I know they will have no problem if I say let it go.
Okay.
But they don't want to hold it forever. Then I tell them.
Are you holding 20 tons? Is that?
I told them 15 to 20 tons that I told them to hold. So.
I mean,
because they have no problem selling.
Oh yeah, no, they don't have any problems.
And that comes from where?
This is out of St. George. It was something that got
ready. They delivered, or
no? We have to arrange delivery.
Did they deliver, or we
have to go pick it up?
All right.
But the thing, you know, St. George, I heard about that and it was great. You know, and then I was thinking about this. This is just right here. Yeah. They had to haul from St. George.
It's more.
Okay. Verify it. Then we'll
right.
Go. Should we want to verify it? Should we just go ahead and just get the motion made and then approve the 15 to 20 ton purchase?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve the purchase of A. And then, Paul, you'll get with Taylor, right?
I will.
Yeah.
Taylor, you get the final say on us.
We just talked to him the day before yesterday.
If Kyle says yes.
We got a definite commitment.
We talked to him. 3-4 weeks ago, and he said that somebody else had their name on the list for that hay. We talked to him, and he said that he put our name as a kind of a backup. And when we talked to him last week, or just the other day, he said that the people backed out, so that hay is ours, and we still want it.
But
it's always good to have a backup.
Well, like Don's saying, you know, sometimes somebody will come to him, and
especially around here.
And, hey, take that hay. Here's $5 more.
No. Well, let's name it.
I mean, if he wants a deposit,
yeah,
to hold it.
Well, that's what I want to ask you, if we can get a check for that.
Mm-hmm. Not the full amount.
No. But just something. Like, hey, this is our intention.
Let's say a quarter.
Yeah, this is strengthening the commitment.
Right. So, okay. Yeah. We can get a check.
Yeah, we're not taking liberal all of it at once. So.
It'll be all at once.
Okay. A quarter. If we can get a quarter deposit,
okay,
that'll be good. And they'll add that to that motion too. Then
okay.
Okay. Right. We have motion. We have second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Where we're on that
notation here. 1 second.
We're right there, and then on that water deal. When you go up there, ask if there's some place that we can. If we can make a connection there in Kanab, if he knows somebody too, then we can drop that sample off and we'll get it done. Okay. You're going to go to Cedar.
Okay.
And hit them up and then ask them if there's a drop off zone or somebody they know that
right.
Service that.
Okay.
Well, the bank carrier might be not your possibility still, again.
Okay.
I mean, the one that was doing it, she finally said, I can't do it anymore.
Okay.
But they probably got somebody else.
Okay.
I'm sure there's quite a few people that's making daily trips that we don't even know about, you know, back and forth.
Okay.
As far as our report, I think what I've started doing lately is just kind of preparing for winter. I've been talking with people around the ranch, and they seem to think it's a good idea to start preparing for winter here in this next month. Start getting some wood together. Get the house taken care of as far as the insulation. So wood, insulation, and then the windows. Just trying to get get prepared for this winter. We, you know, we don't know what this winter is going to deal us.
10 feet.
10 feet.
I'd be happy. As long as I'm in a freezer, I'll be happy.
You won't need a freezer.
No, but you have to have some more.
Costco, owned by Costco. They had real good freezer.
There are. We talked to Joe Bose. He got a hair. Oh, you did?
Yeah. I'm looking into that, too, but I still think...
And it's 1.2 amps instead of...
Yeah, but the amps, ample.
We got to know what to get.
What hour? Amp hours. So like amp hours is one thing, and, but, you know, which is what you're talking about, mostly the amps, but there's a formula for converting kilowatt hours to amp hours.
And you know all that stuff. I have no clue what all that stuff is.
I had one more concern as far as the range goes.
Yeah, okay.
And that's propane for the upper cabins and for whatever other tanks that need to be filled.
Okay, what percentage are we at?
Cabin one was at 30%.
Never here long enough to...
And I purposely waited. When we first started, it was, you know, call the propane company, have them fill up the tanks along with Kenlitz. I purposely waited until, I'm thinking later this month in August, to fill the upper tanks.
Is the 30 the lowest?
Yeah.
You're still in good shape. Wait, fuel prices are going. I've watched the market. I mean, it's coming down. Mm-hmm. If you start seeing a turn, I think you should hurry.
So you'd rather
fill. You can wait. It's hard for me to judge.
Late August, early September.
Just watch the price.
My question is once you give them notice, how soon can they be out here?
Oh, usually within a day or two.
We're good.
Yeah.
So even if it's a week, you're not going to lose that much propane. It's not like they use it like I do.
Right. Oh, yeah, I know.
I think, you know, longer you can wait.
Okay.
I mean, not
save ourselves.
Take away, not counting price. I mean, that just gives you.
I think if you get down to 15%, we call.
Okay.
Does that sound like a good?
Yeah. You can still operate on that until you get it filled.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I don't think we need to go. I don't think it helps us to go below 15%. Yeah. It might hurt us in some way, fashion or form.
I mean, we save ourselves hundreds of dollars waiting.
The prices come down.
I have a report on the security. I was speaking with Taylor before the meeting that Terry Alderman was up there fishing, and somebody came up, and I guess Terry didn't have a sticker in his window yet, and somebody kind of was asking him, you know, why was he there, and
who was asking? Larry Sims?
No, it was one of the guests that we had talked to about security. And, you know, hey, if you see somebody without a sticker, ask them what they're doing there. And so he was asking Terry what was going on, and it was kind of neat how that worked. But something that we need is a list of current landowners. You know, anybody can say, hey, I own lot. I'm not going to ask for ID or anything, but here's a sticker. So if we can get a list of current landowners.
Yeah,
I have one with me. I think I have it with me, but it's not totally current. This probably has been a few changes.
Yeah, I'll get a list, plus have their address.
Right.
Addresses and phone number. I'll give you, reference material for you.
But other than that, things are going okay. We're still unpacking.
Let's hope you get unpacked. It's kind of scary if you're not unpacking, you know. No,
I think wintertime we'll get to unpack.
You're still loving it up here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
We're so blessed to be here.
We have fly strips or something.
Fly swatter.
I love a fly swatter. Is that one you have? Yeah. I'd love to walk flies.
There was no flies in here until we opened the door.
We'll shut the door then.
I spoke with you, John, about the locking at the gates. Mm-hmm. And I was talking with Larry Clarkson about that. He said he used to do that in the past.
Uh-huh.
And the problem with the vandalism of the gates was the gates were left open. Whoever comes in does their business. They come back, the gates lock. That's when the gates were starting to be broken.
Right between the horn.
So we had talked about that.
Yeah, they destroy.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. And then there's, see, the thing about the ranch is there's ways to get around the gates, if you know the area. You know, so, and if people are dead set on getting in here.
You know, and it's funny how some people think. I had a friend that I work with. His father has a place up in Hatch, and his father's brother and another guy. They live up there too. Well, they come down to see me. Come on their quads, and they come down from Hatch, come down the Ponscott Trail, come down, come through the gate. I met them at the gate, and the two guys there were local, and they was talking about the road here, you know. And one of them made a comment that, well, you know, Dale Clarkson here locked this gate and said nobody could go through, and the state or the BLM or somebody told him no, that everybody had a right to come through here. So he thinks that they have a right and we're in the wrong
by
locking the gate. And, you know, this is hearsay, I guess, that runs around.
Right. So that's the perception that a lot of people have.
Yeah. And there's no truth in what he says. Actually, it's the other way around. The state would like to deal with us to get the road.
Right.
It used to be 2 years ago, every fall we'd put a little notice in the local paper that you know, Deer Springs is a private road, and, you know, during deer hunt time, the gate will be locked. And we, you know, it's more or less like, you know, a friendly letter letting people know that it is a,
we don't want them down.
It is a private road. And that,
now, wait, at one point, do you want me to lock that gate?
Well, it's archery season coming up here in August, but we usually don't do it till October, till the rifle season. Right?
I'm starting to see.
I know.
Hunters come down.
You're going to have hunters come out here, especially you have scouting. Yeah, and we're allowing the two that have got Deer Springs tags to do that, to come out here and canvas the area and look around.
I really wouldn't reach out to the rifle hunt.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're going to have a chaotic mess with the members.
A lot of them come down to see, hey, is it locked? And I can say, yes, it is. Here's a key. Bring it back when you're done.
The nice thing about archery, that arrow's not going to go very far. If somebody does, but let one loose. But
like Don says, you still have people casing and checking out the area. And if they check it out and they think, well, it's open, you know, I'm looking at it, they see something they like, they're definitely going to come back here sneaking if they don't have permission. So we I think as far as security, you know, the hang tags, the decals are good. Going out there and talking to people and saying, well, what's your business? If they don't have any business, say, I'm sorry, but this is, you know, private property. You need to leave. I mean, if they don't have any right to be here, if they're not a member, they're not a guest, they're not doing work as a contractor or something like that, they're just ask them to leave. Don't get into a fight with them or anything like that. Don't get argumentative. If they get argumentative, then just leave and call Sarah and have them come out.
You don't need somebody to hurt you.
We don't need, you know, just take down their license number.
I do have a report on those 2-inch radios that we have.
Uh-huh.
They were great.
Good.
Well, I know that if those guys are scouting and they see those two that hang up around there by my place, they're in Velvet now. They're big boys. They've been up there for last 3 years I've been seeing them, and my wife saw them again yesterday up there, and they're big ones, and they would be proud.
Is it over there by the Salt Lick, or is it?
They hang out between where that upper little, not a pond, but water is there, but between there and my place over there.
Yeah.
Going up Pipeline Canyon.
Gate better locked, you know, to actually protect the ranch. It'd be the one just before you go to Red Reservoir. That
right.
It would be an inconvenience for the members using that road, but...
Yeah, but they got to help us.
Well,
that way you at least keep, you know...
Right.
Okay, yeah. So I think by you being out there as a presence and asking people and having members like they did the other day, right. Asking people, what's your business here? And Terry should have his decal for his vehicle now. And this is new. I mean, right. And the annual meeting will issue more, and we'll get them sent out to those that do not show up.
There are priorities.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So you should be seeing more and more people with decals.
And I think I'm now walking talking you up too.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I feel
it's scary. You know, we got a 1022 here.
Yeah.
And so
I hear stories. You know, people in the past. You know, we're stating their business and. Well, you know, I belong here. Well, no, you don't. Well, go all the way back to the ranch house and make a phone call.
Oh, right.
We have two-way radios. It's great. Mm-hmm. You know, and she...
Can you check the membership list?
I have it
for,
right.
You know, can right. you have to have the membership list with you. Say, you know. Mm-hmm. But so that's something that I think security will,
right.
You know, as people get, and people, you know, get to know that we're serious about our security out here, this should...
Right. Once you get the stickers on to everybody that belongs to, and if somebody brings up a vehicle, even though they have one in the other car, they ought to put a shame on them. Shame on them. They're not taking care of business.
You know, the big thing that I've been telling everybody is, hey, if you have a guest, please have them come down and check in.
Absolutely.
I can give them a hang tag. I can meet them. I, you know, I know who they are and what their plans are, for, or not what their plans are, but you know, just
that way you can, you know, inform them of the things that are available right. to them as you become more familiar with what's available. People ask you, well, what can do? Well, there's Lake Wash. There's Bull Gorge Valley, Bull Valley Gorge Trail walk down there. You know, you get to know things, and people get to know what's around here. I think. And the contractors also, they need to come in. They need to state their business, how many people are out there, and just common courtesy for you to know
mm-hmm.
and for them to let you know. All right.
Is it possible to have some of those red stickers made up?
For the contractors?
Yeah. You know, I see Alan Steed, he has about a half a dozen four-wheelers that they take from working to ATVs.
Yeah, about half a dozen. How many people is he?
Well, just his boys and.
Yeah. You know, the thing, if we have an ATV, that's another thing. We have an ATV policy, and I'm not sure if I have it with me today, but we'll have to review that. Or review that on our website.
Should be somewhere in the store there.
You know, if they don't sign off on that liability waiver and stuff, am I wrong? Are the members to.
Well, I've signed one. A couple of times ago, didn't I?
Yeah.
When you right after the first game, he was on the ball. They asked me to sign one, and I did.
Okay.
But it's on the website too.
It's on the website.
Most members got access to it.
Yeah, but we need to have some printed copies unless.
Mine are registered on the highway in Arizona, so I have to carry full charges over my car.
I should say that on record. I like Alan to work out here, but you know, just to have his boys just running up and down the roads, I don't think that's.
It's basic. You know, they come down here and they go up to work.
They're going up to work.
We don't see them playing. Honestly, I've not seen them playing. They use it to come back.
They use it.
Well, that's fine.
That's just transportation. You know, that's right. Not a problem. As long as they're keeping the speeds down somewhat, because, like say, these roads, you get a blind curve and someone's coming the other direction.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to have an accident out here. We're a long ways from help. So, no, that's fine. No, as long as, like I said, you still should know how many. You know, Alan should check in with you. I'll let you know what's going on, what's going on.
Well, he should be willing, and I'm sure he would, to just just fill the thing out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And those need to be filled out.
Fill them out.
Okay. He's aware of it. He's had that in the past. Probably needs to be reminded.
That's all. Okay, good.
That ranch caretaker report, I mean, that's it, basically.
3 hours.
Oh, wait. No, okay, I got a question for you.
Question away.
It's in the old business, but actually, no. Yeah, it's in my old business, but how's the rhino?
Rhino's good.
Where's it at?
It's parked back there. I got new doors on it.
Got the doors on it.
I just did an oil change.
Do you have a sticker on it?
I do have a sticker. Rhino's good.
I haven't seen that.
It makes sense. And everybody I talk to agrees it makes sense.
Does it? It makes sense. How's it? I mean, how does it work for you?
It works great. Most of the time, if I'm not hauling anything, which 99% of the time, going up to the upper cabins, I'm just going up there to fix the sink with a couple tools. And.
But it'll haul shovels and everything in the back.
Yeah, it hauls.
All right.
It puts the whole crew, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it shovels the whole crew in that.
Do you have a little trailer for it? Yeah.
Oh, actually, I have Brent's on loan. He's let me borrow it for a little bit.
Just be safe with that. With any other vehicle, I'd say, you know, it could roll.
You have to be safe.
Yeah, I'll be safe. Yeah. Nancy, do you have something for us?
Mm-mm. No, I'd just like to hear what's going on.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's a good caretaking report. I got good notes.
Is there anything that I need to report on? Do you need to know anything?
Missing book.
Is.
No, I don't have to worry about that.
Cabins are all stocked. All right. Everything's running smooth there. Sweet. Okay.
I'm waiting on things. We're not going to replace the.
Yeah.
The covers.
We got a snap, right?
What are those? Mattress caps? We're going to wait until next year. I'm trying to put everything off until next year. Anything that I can put off.
Well, I go through them and look at them. Because if they're,
there's nothing wrong with them. It's just we have flat ones instead of the fitted ones, but we can wait until next year.
Okay. All right.
So that'll help.
How's your 16-year-old adjusting out there? Is he?
He's good.
He's okay.
You see that military vehicles out there?
I didn't.
That's his project.
So good.
Fixing them up, painting them. They actually run really good.
Yeah, he's working for Brent. He's worked for Ken Lent.
Good.
He's doing
okay. Ken mentioned all the good worker he was. He was happy to get him up there to help him.
Good. And right now he's in Reno. He went to, my mom came and visited, and he went back with her, and then he'll be back Wednesday with my horse.
Yeah.
It's a long horse ride, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It is.
All right, next order of business is old business. And I've got listed number one is the master plan of improvements, cabins. Cabin 4 is still slated for the remodel.
What did we find out on that septic tank? Did you put water in there?
No, I haven't. I have not yet with the water. Been having problems with the water, with the tank issue. So I have to figure out a time to turn the water on to cabin 4, which there hasn't been water to cabin 4 yet. So turn that on, hope there's no leaks, and then start to... Alan told me an hour or two, and then other people are telling me 3 or 4 hours, just flush water. So I don't know as far as flushing that. I got to get on top of that. But with Alan being busy, it's kind of, I was waiting for him to, we were going to do it together.
Okay. So he's not as busy now?
No, his schedule is starting to clear up.
Okay. Okay, so... All right, good. That still needs to be taken care of then. But from what we've seen so far, Alan's taken a look at it, and he seemed to think that it's...
It collapsed on the top.
That it collapsed on the top.
Right.
Like something like a vehicle probably drove over it or on it. So whether equipment or vehicle or something. So what we want to do in this situation, and with the other cabins too, is to put barriers, rocks,
around the rocks
that are away from it. But
about 6 years ago, a grader went through that cabin, back into that cabin. So Mike got on to it at that time.
Against the old can't go.
They're fiberglass.
Well, they are fiberglass,
yeah. So what we want to do is once we make this repair, we want to prevent anything from like this happening in the future. So we'll place some boulders or some barricades or something.
I think right now you have a hard time getting down to it.
It is. It's kind of steep, but you can.
But you could still, someone could still get down to it. Good job.
Well, okay. We certainly have plenty of boulders.
Okay, stepped on cabin floor. Still needing assessment. Assessment for leach field, correct? Is this all we're doing?
Right.
Okay. Because we have an assessment on the damage to the leach field. Okay. And the ranch house windows, they have been ordered. We've already paid for 50% of the purchase. Cascade Windows is doing it. It was like with freight and tax, 5 windows custom made. The single hung type casement windows, it was $906. Okay.
Should be some nice windows.
Yeah. This is dual glazed, obviously vinyl windows, and that will fit the, replace the current windows. And I guess Linda said that she wanted the old windows. I guess her daughter's going to use them. And that's fine. She can have the old windows, but I don't want them stored here.
Right.
Okay. Her daughter's getting married next weekend, so she wants them.
I'm not sure where I'll have them.
Right.
Out.
She wanted them for the reception some reason. Okay. I don't know.
Well, then she may not want them when it comes time.
She doesn't like her new son-in-law and break them over his head or what?
No, it's her daughter that wants them.
Yeah, some sort of decorative thing or something.
She just wants to look in on her once in a while.
Well, that's good. She'll probably not need those after that time, so we'll just end up probably getting rid of them. The ranch house solar system and batteries. Okay. I've got information from the contractor here. I'm going to pass this around. Dixie Line Contracting, he's come out, he's looked at our equipment before. I asked him to give me a proposal or a bid. And also have one with the generator. Obviously, the One Power Tech 8-kilowatt diesel generator is rather expensive. It's got a Kubota 3-cylinder engine, water-cooled electric start. Price with freight taxes and local delivery, it's $11,649.
Just the generator?
That's just the generator. That's not installation.
See, that's more than we pay for the big generator we got up there.
Okay, so that's probably something that... And I just asked them, give me a recommendation of what you install on some of your systems. So, and I'm sure there's probably other ones out there, and I'm sure we can get one quite a bit cheaper.
Sounds like an awful large generator.
And 8 kW is good.
I mean,
probably top line. It's one of those things that, in its own case, it sounds attenuating, so that it doesn't get loud, it run off and you don't want to even hear it.
6,000-watt generator would be oodles.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know what the price was going to be, so I just had them just, hey, give me a proposal. And obviously, that's something that we would not do. But as far as the 16 Trojan L16 PHC 400 amp hour batteries, we would need a total of 16 to get the voltage and the amperage, that the storage amps, and that's roughly $5,600.
Okay, and that will support a refrigerator and freezer.
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. That will definitely support the load that you have. And when I did talk to him, I said, well, that's what it took. The 400 amp hours, we do 8 batteries in series to give us the voltage that we need, which is 48 volts. And then with that, we couple 8 batteries that are parallel to those batteries. And that would give us an 800 amp hour rating, okay, which should be sufficient for the storage. And I talked to him. I said, well, this... some people think we'll go with more batteries for more storage, but what I talked to him says, well, if you go with this, it should be fine. I think it's more than enough. But if you need it, what we do is you test the system, you see how it operates, see how it holds, charge and so forth. And then if we still need in further down the road, buy another set of 8 batteries to give us more storage. You know, if you do it within 20% of the life of the batteries, he said they'll all equalize.
They'll all like one another.
Yeah, they'll be out. You won't have any problems with them. You know, some batteries drawing down the other batteries. You know. Anyway, so that's something that I thought 16 batteries would be a good amount. And if we've seen that we're having too much draw at certain times, and we can always...
We have enough panels there to...
Yeah, we have enough panels to charge the battery. Well, the other thing is, like, the generator's needed because... Yeah, maybe not this generator, but a generator's needed because you get days in the winter where it's cloudy. You mean now, you're not going to get the solar radiation that you need. The thing about having having a generator is that it can this system here is good enough that where it senses the load, and so if you have a deep drawdown, all of a sudden it knows that you know that the solar is not going to bring it up soon enough. So it will automatically start the generator, run the generator the length of time till it gets to weather that draw and get the batteries charged to where so the life of the battery is enhanced. You don't really suck them down that much. Mm-hmm. And so even though they are deep cycle batteries and they are made to be able to draw down these it takes its toll. And so on these batteries, the normal lifespan is 7-10 years. Okay. With a generator, you'll get 10 plus years because it's always maintained properly. There's, you still have to check the fluid levels, make sure it's, the water levels are good. And the,
now what's the difference between that generator and one of those Honda 5,000 volt or watt, little tiny?
Well, you wanted, Pulsar. Yeah, that there again is you'd have to monitor it somehow. And determine when the heavy draws are. This thing, get one that automatically starts, electric start, automatically starts. You don't have to think about it.
You have 5 days of cloudy weather. Hey, I might want to go check on the power supply.
Yeah,
I mean, just send it down. There's to save $5,000.
Yeah, there's a lot. You can get a self-starting generator for a lot cheaper than
$1,500.
Yeah, $1,500, and like 6 kW or 5 kW, whatever. There's other generators out there, so I just.
That was just an example.
That was just an example.
Yeah, that was the kind of generator he's got here. Is the type that you run almost continuously. You know, type quality. You know.
Yeah.
For one that's going to be kicking on once.
Water cooled, electric start.
You don't need a high quality generator. As long as you keep it, as long as you go out and run it, two or three times a month, you don't get keeping it.
And
cobwebs out of it.
And from what I understand, the gel cell on these batteries, we want to have that has a separate battery for electric start, which is a gel cell, which is better for wintertime too, anyway. So. Takes the freezing temperature there.
These batteries, do they not hold up in freezing weather if they're charged? But if they're low, they don't. Is that correct?
Yes. If they're, it's hard on the batteries if they go in freezing temperatures without a charge on them, keeping them charged. So that's why it's important to, even especially during the winter times where you have snowy, cloudy days, and it's not getting a full charge, and that way you need to run the generator to boost it.
I don't think it hurts to draw them down enough, as long as they don't freeze.
Right. And we can run our generator when you pump water or when you run it for lights or something like that. That you've been able to plug into the system and charge it.
Right.
Well, as far as we know.
It charges, but as soon as you undo it, it drops down.
Well, that's because the batteries are shot.
Yeah, those batteries
are shot. Those batteries, the golf cart batteries are shot. My bet is that the other batteries are totally shot because they went a full winter without a charge.
Plus the original batteries.
Plus their original batteries.
10, 12 years old.
My thoughts are is that for them to have good, reliable power,
We need the
they gotta have them.
They gotta have batteries. So batteries, the batteries are your source of power.
Yeah.
I mean, the solar panels just charge the batteries. Mm-hmm. You know, the batteries are the power. Mm-hmm. So we need good power. We need reliable power. So
how many batteries do we have up there for this system?
Right now, they're 2-volt batteries, so you got 24 batteries.
Well, that's
we're not using that. We're not using those. Using those.
It's 8 golf car batteries.
8 golf car
and batteries. 3 of them are shot, boiled over.
Yeah. So they're having problems already. We need to act on this.
Okay. Soon. Well, our golf car, we just bought, six batteries, and they were on sale at the Deep Cycle for $59 for that. I think they're 6-volt though.
Yeah, these new batteries are 6-volt, yeah. but these are
big ones.
Big ones. They're rated for. They're not golf cart batteries. They're solar system.
Okay.
That's why they're so expensive. And of course, you know, the prices are going up on everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So as far as his installation on the batteries, it's 2 men times 2 hours. Total 4 man hours at $35 an hour, so equals $140. I think that's good. If you can use the intertie cables, it's
travel time.
No, he didn't say there's no travel time in here. I see.
Probably will be, you know.
But there may be.
Yeah.
There may
sure be. Where do you want me to go?
let me look at the skin. I haven't checked the full. Okay, as far as the generators, the 3-week lead time, all other items are sold on a 50% down, 50% on delivery basis. If you would like to see some of the local systems in the Canaveria, that can be arranged. Let me know if I can be of further help. This is George Edgery with Dixie Line Contracting. He can replace the cables, which I'm not sure what size. He says we have a 2-aught cable, and his recommendation is for a 4-aught cable. Which I would go with, because he'll say that he'll at $10 each, he'll provide the cross tying and the total 21 of them at $222.60. I think it's a good deal. It's a better cable to tie the batteries together, because you get a better electron flow with the higher, with the bigger cable, and you get more draw. It's just easier on the system.
Electricity likes to see a lot of room to crawl on.
Right, right. It's important. So, and if that's, I would recommend, batteries and his installation time and cables with 4-aught cables, just to make sure we have a good system. That's just my opinion. I don't know any further discussion. Or what are your thoughts? This money here could be, I think this is ranch house improvement. We have that line of credit, which is specifically for ranch house improvements. And I think the windows and the solar system, charging system, whatever, I still would like to look into generators. Obviously a cheaper generator. Well, that you may have to pull start, but maybe you could just push a button.
You can buy those portable diesel generators for a little over $2,000.
He recommends a diesel and not a propane one. I know Dustin thought propane would be good, but his experience with propane, he told me that there was 8 explosions or fires caused by propane generators, because what happens, they vibrate so much, the line comes loose, and pretty soon you got propane.
We used to run propane on all our trucks, and we started that years ago when propane was cheap. Then people began to put it on, and that dipped like diesel went up. But your engines run cleaner on it and everything, but there was always problems that seemed to be expensive. And it was just irritating to me, those diesel trucks running on diesel. I don't know if the same applies here or on propane. Did I say diesel?
You said diesel, but you meant propane.
Yeah. And I don't know, diesel, if it's cold, it's harder to start.
Right. But if we need to insulate an area for the for the generator, or make sure, you know, heat it up somehow, you know, and, you know, we can work on that.
We need to stop this, or are you wanting a motion to go ahead and get these now, or?
Well,
because, you know, let me tell you something, with the price of fuel and everything, I mean, everything's going up, building materials,
yeah,
the shipping cost, and, you know, and if we're going to do it, we need to do it.
I think we need to
do it for them.
And
to get it done.
And to get it settled in before winter, too.
I don't know a lot about solar. I've been trying to study it because I'm trying to work on solar up there. But some of the pricing that I see on solar, it can be pretty expensive. And when I saw this $6,000 basically here. 5,600.
Yeah, that's the big system. I mean,
you know, just off the top, I didn't think it was that bad as compared to what I've been seeing down there.
Right. Okay.
But things in California, you know, it's different.
What do you think, Peter?
I don't know. I think the batteries. I don't think it would hurt the shop a little bit myself. I mean, the internet and stuff. I mean, I think it would take two. The generator right now. I mean,
yeah,
it's definitely to me that's.
Yeah.
That's a no-brainer
exactly,
there.
Yeah.
That's
I've actually, you know, talking with Brent and talking with Joe Bose, you know, they're talking $400-$600 a piece for batteries, $750.
Yeah, I've heard that they've gone up really big time.
Well, that's probably, you got to compare apples with apples.
Right.
Yeah, you know,
there's so many different batteries.
Yeah. I did put in a call to another supplier here in the Hurricane. It's NRG Solar, and he had not called me back. I know this guy, I mean, I don't know this guy very well, but Larry Clarkson knows this guy, and he's done business with him before. He's put in a lot of systems in the area. So as far as his reputation, it sounds good.
Well, okay, what if I made a motion like this, okay, that in 2 weeks, not to leave you out or whatever, but since we're here, that... Teddy, you see what you can come up with for a match, and I'll see what I can come up with a match. And then we make that decision in 2 weeks, phone call, whatever, and then get them ordered. Okay.
I think we just take the motion out, okay?
The purchase of it?
Purchase the batteries.
No, you have to determine.
We got
John.
We got to go get them all.
Okay, I'll make the motion. Let's purchase. Let's go ahead and get the batteries.
For the solar system.
And then S3 will determine who we're going to get them from here in the next.
So you have the copy of what he's...
Yeah.
Recommended.
I don't think even the dollar amount is an issue, because it's got to be done.
It's got to find
the best deal and go with it.
And like I said, we do have that money available that's set aside. I mean, for this, even though it's a.
I just want to try, because you know what? Since I'm a dealer, I got Interstate Batteries and I also have Dixie Batteries.
Okay, great.
So I'll play them and see what they can get.
Excellent. Okay? Thank you. Yeah.
And he may have the best deal, but you know, we just want to give it to.
I think we owe it to the membership. That's our job as board members.
Yeah.
Well, he's also offering. Yeah, he's got the expertise on installation too.
My question.
No,
we buy batteries from someone else and ask him to install it.
Do we need an outside installer?
Yeah, I know.
I think there's probably enough people on this ranch that has the.
I've made cables, odd cables before, and they're not an easy thing. And you got to get specific sizes and layout.
Well, that's just good.
It takes special crimping tool.
It does.
You
can make a crimping.
Copper is your best, you know. Copper is your best lead, you know. So.
I mean, maybe if you don't go this guy's batteries, maybe he'll still sell us
ready-made
leads. I mean, business is business.
Right.
I knew a guy that made his crossover cables. Mm-hmm. He didn't use cables. He took copper tubing about that big around the hammer ends and drilled holes in them.
Oh, okay. That comes mostly flowing on the outside.
It flows. It doesn't go through. Yeah. Electricity doesn't go through anything except outside. You.
Okay. Okay. The motion has been made that we purchase the 16 L16 PH C batteries. And you're going to check on pricing.
Yep.
So determine
it. I'll get back to this.
Okay, so what we're after is a battery system that will give us 400 amp hours.
I don't know. Basically 800 amp hours, because we're going to have 16, 8 in series and 8 in parallel.
So 800?
16 batteries.
Okay, so what do you mean you're after?
It's a 48 volt system with 800 amp hour.
800 amp hour. I mean, you got that again. You know, somebody had a different,
right,
a different battery. But so, how many amp hours
right
are you?
The right capabilities might be different.
Yeah.
So, you know, numbers so might be different. Yeah.
So you know, it's, each battery is a 400 amp hour battery, and it's 6 volts.
So the motion,
that's on there.
So the motion
so
is
going to go 800 amp
hour. Well, at least this.
Once you got them hooked up,
we're going to do the purchase of batteries.
Parallel series.
Yeah. So it'll go at least this. Yes.
Yeah. So that's just a matter of configuring.
This is
okay.
Installation.
Yeah. This is
included.
So prepare after
that.
Right.
Yeah.
Long slide.
Let me just make come back to
that. That's the important thing. If there's
something that goes on. 400
amp hour.
Oh, yeah.
And basically that matters. Well, something common. Maybe something better. But Trojans.
Except for an oil change.
Really good batteries.
Well, some other dealer might have a different type of battery.
You have to.
We'll play it out.
Okay.
But maybe the
motion's been made.
Hook 24 up to get you the same amperage.
John Harris, second.
Thank you.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye, thank you. Good. Like I said, the electrical system here, the batteries are the core. Okay. They got to make a note too. Okay, next item of business is appliances. And once we've, you know, the only appliances we're talking about are in addition to would be a freezer. And there's a couple I'm checking into. And another refrigerator. Just electrical refrigerator, freezer combination. Or just a refrigerator and a separate freezer. Okay, for the ranch house.
Which prefer?
What's that?
You're talking about
a full-size refrigerator.
Full-size refrigerator.
And a deep freezer.
Yeah,
okay. Like a chest freezer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, they're talking they're not going to plow the road this winter. Yeah, so I'm used to having a deep freezer just stocked full.
Yeah.
We stock up. We save, you know, we scrimp sometimes during the summer, but we save up just to make it through the winter. I think we'll be okay if we had a deep freezer if we can't get out for a month.
I don't see that.
I don't see that happening.
Yeah,
too many liabilities to the county. Yeah.
But anyway, the deep freezer is good. I saw one at Costco.
No, we lost it.
I saw one at Costco on the freezer. It's got a good, I mean, as far as kilowatt hour usage per year, it was like 231, which is very little draw. As far as what it takes to amps, I'll have to do the math to do that out. And as far as refrigerator freezer, this was a Maytag, and they have a good size standing refrigerator there at a decent price at Costco also. But let's work on the batteries, get them first, and then we'll. I don't see any problem with purchasing the appliances you need either. The Rhino we talked about. Committee reports. Do we have? I don't have anything on the committees as far as communications, security. Do we have anything additional? Did we talk about just the tags and the decal?
Tags, one of those clip-on ones for ATVs for visitors.
Right. Okay.
And the main thing is just getting a list of property owners.
Okay.
Do we think about sending those out, or we're just going to wait until they come?
We're going to until they come, but then and those who do not get one issued, then we'll send those because it saves us on postage or something. We're going to end up sending them the newsletter anyway. We'll just end up putting it in the newsletter. Those who didn't receive them at the annual meeting, we'll send them out.
I was going to recommend they pick them up when they come.
Yeah.
Same here.
Why send
they need to check in here and then just make sure that they check in.
They need to check in. I mean, that's the big thing.
Otherwise, they won't check in, or else I'll guarantee that 99% of them will get lost.
Yeah, we'll get
and that's true. People that are flying in from Florida are going to rent a car anyway, so you're not going to want to put a decal on a rental car, and it doesn't do them any good in Florida. Okay, so that's a good
point. They're not real expensive.
Okay, so we'll have the decals and hang tags just available here at ranch headquarters for fall.
That needs to be put in the newsletter.
Yeah. Okay.
They need to come here and get it.
Yeah.
Whatever. Also, do we need to have like a whole harmless thing on these ATVs and stuff like that?
That's on the waiver.
It's on the waiver.
Yeah. But I mean, do we have them to sign?
Yeah.
They have to sign it.
Okay.
Yeah. And we need to make sure.
But we ought to say that, you know, they're liable, okay, if it's theirs.
Right. The same way if it's their worst.
Friends or whatever.
Quad.
And that's going to make them want to get them signed. So.
You know what? I mean, we've already got a lot of those stickers out on these ATVs, but.
And maybe make sure they sign
the
waiver.
Maybe before they get the sticker, they have to sign the waiver on the floor.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. I like that.
So if you need to be, maybe I have to get Linda, or else next time you guys are in town,
get a master copy.
Get some more. Make sure.
Okay.
And
that's just that regular release form that I've been having everybody else sign. Yeah. Okay.
I've signed mine, so I'm free and clear.
Yeah. You identify would be good to maybe go through that file. And
free.
Make sure
that makes you
accident free.
Hopefully.
And I think if one of them has been signed like 4 or 5 years ago, it's probably time they resign.
Update it,
At least
have one.
Now, that's tricky for ATVs, or is it also for motorcycles?
I think it
included both.
I think it would all be a horse. I mean, after all, we had a horse experience here.
Yeah.
The horse was on a different, altogether different.
Okay.
But we need to maybe look into that for members bringing their horses, their own horses to the ranch. There might already be one in place.
Well, I can see a motorcycle if it's strictly off-road use, but if it's a licensed vehicle, it's no different than a car.
It just purchases because you got a bike.
I do.
Well, the bike.
I put a sticker on my bike.
The bikes are included on that ATV.
I think so. I think it is.
If you bring a motorcycle up here, actually, motorcycles cause probably more commotion up here than the 4 wheelers do.
I carry public liability on my two quads there. Three, I got another quad in Arizona. That way, if I hit somebody, I got I think it's 15,000.
Okay.
Let me over, will you?
Okay, thank you. I don't have any other committee report to address at this time. I do want to say, at the annual meeting, I would like to try to fill some of these committees, and maybe with the increased membership attendance, showing that the work that we're doing and how things are improving, that we'll get some interest, and I'll have a pitch ready for that at the annual meeting.
I don't know if this applies to a committee, but maybe it's under new business here, but Brad Bull asked me to measure the doors on number 6. He was a professional door hanger. That's what he did. He said, "Just give me the width of the." He'll make it up at home. Bring him up here.
Nice.
He was going to come up here this weekend, but he just couldn't. He's up to his butt in alligators.
Trina was here.
Okay. Brad just couldn't make it, but he's going to make doors for.
Nice.
There.
Nice. That's good.
I think we did this partly, but I think maybe we ought to come up with some committees. What you want?
I do have. I'll have a better outline of what the responsibilities are. I do have that spelled out. Okay. But you know, I'll make a pitch and a presentation for each committee. Obviously, we have the roads, we have water, we have
security,
we have. Recreation, entertainment, you know, so there, and I will have a pitch out there ready for the annual meeting, and I think I'll have a presentation that I'm trying to put together so that people know what's happened in the last few months and the progress that's been made, and where we see us going.
I got a question. This is back to cabins. Mm-hmm. Number 2.
Yes.
I know there's been a lot of work done there, but I think I heard something that there's some intent to do floors or something, linoleum or whatever on the floors. Now, Brad stayed in that. Brad stayed in that. He said it's downhill.
Okay.
There, he says so before we address that, we ought to raise that up. So we were just talking about this.
It was leveled about 3-4 years ago. It was really, really off. But you go underneath there, and there's not much support underneath that.
Well, we were talking about it. He talked me in here last night. I was all the way from Barstow practically to Las Vegas. We were talking on the phone. And,
Getting is on the phone.
Yeah.
The only reason we quit talking is I lost service.
You lost service, yeah.
But anyway, we were talking about how to go about that,
leveling and supporting underneath.
Yeah.
And that's not the only cabinet. There's two. I think three has a similar problem. Three is really bad. Where if you got a pier making a big old mound inside.
Three's a different type of problem. Three's more of an erosion problem. It's dirt washing underneath the house and coming up.
I had a question about that too, doing brush clearing.
Yeah.
And we want to do 30 feet around. That's just all like grass just going to open up more for water to hit that cabin.
So it needs a retaining wall.
We need retaining walls and drains around and stuff like that. We definitely have to have that clearance, so that brush clearance.
Hanger, but he needs to check in on this and sign a waiver on his quad.
We talked about the rock work for the erosion control at Siren Room 4. Alan Steen's going to come back and do the Broad Hollow. He did do the one up at along the Schooner Paw.
No, I'm the one that did.
You
that.
Did that.
Yeah.
He's going to haul in.
He's going to haul in a load of rock just so I can place them. I took the Kubota out, and I was having a hard time with that.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, appreciate that. I got your picture.
He gave up on all of
Yeah. Well, sometimes you have to. That was a priority. Remember last meeting?
Right.
We talked about placing those rocks to prevent, because of these storms that we have this season.
They were washing out really good.
So I saw the pictures for the erosion control work that he did, and putting that back down and putting the rocks on.
Thing. You're taking the picture for it.
That looked pretty good. So that's definitely. So Alan Wolf is going to be up at Broad Hollow and placing those rocks, though, right?
Correct.
Okay, good. We need to follow up on that. And as far as old business, we still have
one of my notes that I put in there.
As far as. Oh, yeah, it's a nice camera, too, by the way.
Yeah.
I went ahead and approved the purchase of a digital camera so that Paul could take pictures and send them to us and make reports to the membership. And so I did approve. Is this the one from Costco?
Mm-hmm. I actually had one, but you have to set it up for like if I were to email you.
Well, I didn't get this picture. You need to send this one to me.
Okay.
Was that?
That's what's on the internet.
Is it?
Yeah.
I got one that's looking down the other direction. Anyway.
All these you should just send to the webmaster, too.
Okay.
Well, we've got this communication committee, working with the web, getting the website redone. So, I'm not sure how many pictures we're going to be able to put out there. Anyway, so we have water resource plan, fire protection plan, and road plan, which we're going to table to the next meeting. I know this, unless you have something that you want to say about that. I got some more information I'm going to bring out then. Okay. And that's also committees. So we'll draw some support with that.
Well, she wants on the her trainer one on a committee.
Okay.
They want to go around and
pick up the manure and the horse droppings.
Oh, okay, great.
And
Yeah. Like in the kitchen, especially, because every time we go in, it's like, crap,
what do you have to do? Cabin 4 first, because we're redoing, that's the remodel this year.
Okay.
Okay.
And I think, and they're planning on purchasing that stuff themselves. Yeah. Well, a lot of it they are.
We already have some.
Brad Bowl and I are going to purchase the doors for number 6.
Okay, that's awesome.
He's going to put them on, but we're going to purchase them.
Great. Well, we encourage that.
That's
great.
That's
great.
That's
a big help.
That'd
be nice if you.
Okay.
You've been beating my forehead up. I think it's probably going to smell as long as it ever flies. It's come along and landed on
it. That's a good drawing for it. That's nice.
Well, we are making improvements, and I look forward to the annual meeting. People can see how things are changing and what direction we're going. Let's go to new business. Training.
There's one on the chair.
There's supplies everywhere. As far as training goes, last month we went over the gravel pit policy, which brought up some discussion even after the meeting. But I have another thing we can look at. Give me just a second to find my brains here. Okay.
You got a bag and live it.
I don't want to tackle.
You got a pile over there.
I don't want to tackle cabin reservations. The likely one.
There's two more.
Okay. Hunting and firearms. And that's a topic that we've already discussed a little bit. As far as hunting and firearms, there should be no discharging of firearms on or across association lands or members' lots. The Utah state law applies in all areas, and hunting licenses are required. Written permission is required to hunt on Gearsmith Ranch. Okay, so far this year, we have two parties that are authorized.
Right. Now, you say on Deer Springs Ranch, what does that mean? Does that mean that they're hunting on the ranch itself or the BLM land where these two? Or
no, that's the ranch. The 8,000
association lots.
Everything.
Those are archers. Right?
And they can still also, they have to have their tags and licenses approved by the state of Utah.
Right.
Which they have. One of the parties is archery,
and
one is rifle, and I guess the rifle party, he has a friend that's also drawn this area, but he is a member who I forget his name.
Steve,
yeah. We did get our check from the Ponsagon Landowners Association for over $5,000.
Yeah, I read that.
Okay. So, that's helpful.
Does Steve live in Havish?
I think so.
He's bought one, I bet.
He probably did.
Probably did.
Yeah.
By the way, you can get it.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's the only thing, that's all it states in our hunting and firearms. Now, there is another, this is under rules and regulations. In our bylaws, I think in our bylaws it states that shooting should be done in the approved sites.
Where is
that approved? Is a good question.
What's your lot number?
163. I'll tell you, I have a reason for asking that other than you bringing it up. Back over, Brad lot is 260, Well, it's over in Slide Canyon. You know the area there where you're going into the government land there, just next to the last lot. That's Brad's lot, the last one there, 263, I think it is.
Yeah.
And there's a clearing there next to that, and then a hill behind it. Brad and I were thinking, well, that would be a nice place for us to set up a target and sight in rifles, but
is it association land or is it private?
No, it is actually government land according to what my map shows.
When we were up here, when people asked where can we shoot, you know, we'd more or less look at the map right there. You see all the BLM monument ground? You know, if
send them off that.
Yeah, I mean, if you can.
This here is.
Go off and shoot there. Yeah. I mean,
I tell people to go by the windmill over there.
There's so much public ground around here. Why encourage them to shoot?
Right.
Around the cabin.
This area here is, according to the map, it's not. But it's right next to our land, and there's a nice. You wouldn't be shooting over.
Okay.
That's my recommendation.
Right.
Encourage them to head down the roadways or up the roadways.
Well, that's one spot until we can establish one.
Yeah.
I'm big on skeet shoot. I would love to make.
I think an archery range and
it's down the road.
Skeet thing or
an archery
shooting range would be acceptable.
Yeah, that's more controllable. But you start getting 22s and higher powered rifles and stuff. You
have to have a backdrop.
And if we provide something for it, then I feel like we're holding ourselves more liable.
Well, the thing is in our PCNRs, it states that. So it states that the discharge of firearms shall be allowed only within areas designated by the
state. That's why I was asking about that.
So if it states this, either we change this. Protect
the evidence. Well, we're designated. We can designate.
Then we need to
designate. We can designate monument or BLM public ground.
Well, and that's on every.
I mean, that's a designation.
You can shoot on your own property. Is that what that's saying?
Basically,
you can shoot on your own. That's a copyright shot. But you still got control.
Yeah, you have your own.
Yeah, you got control where your bullet is going.
Right. Yeah, it says finally stop. Safety practices must be exercised in use of firearms at all times, and any careless or unlawful use of firearms shall be cause of or restricted and or disciplinary action by association. All laws relating to use of firearms, hunting, and fishing will be strictly enforced. Now we say that, and I say that because there has been incidents here where there have been an illegal discharge of firearms.
Well,
you know.
Now, I don't know. Here's a way I'm thinking on that. We could have a designated area, but not a sanctioned area. Because if we say, hey, we got a rifle range here, well, wait a minute, we got a liability if we say the ranch owns a rifle range.
Right.
We have a liability then. We darn well better have insurance.
Liability insurance.
Yeah.
Personally, I think I want to go 2 miles down to the windmill. It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
That's your designated area. That's all I have.
There's a perfect backdrop. It's cut out almost. It looks like it's specifically for
it's
shooting.
It's like that piece next to Brad's government land.
Right.
Which is kind of carved out.
It's right there. It's convenient. It's...
Your BLM land around here, as long as you're shooting safely, is all okay. Is that correct? See, I don't understand. I don't know your law. Laws.
Public land.
Yeah. So in California, public land doesn't necessarily mean you can shoot
public land.
you can do a lot of things.
Well,
but there's only
so far,
a gun.
So far, we're okay here, except during hunts and stuff.
I bring it up as a training thing because this is our bylaws and these are our rules and regs and this is our protective covenants. Mm-hmm. And if that states that, and people say, well, where can I show us the designated area? And if we send them down that way. Or if we have set up an archery site someplace or something like that, or a skeet shooting site someplace in the future.
Well, see, archery and skeet, the shotgun's not going to go very far.
See, Bill Hall's got a skeet shoot on his property up there.
Right.
Of course.
something that we could look into as far as what the BLM
Well, maybe I'll put together my sporting clay thrower.
There should be one out there. I hear that, but I haven't seen it. This one here is a heavy duty one
that I range with years. You know, not something you go find.
Now, we have those. We have those. There's lots available. Yeah. I mean, we outside of just the meadow and this area around the headquarters, we have lots that we may want to look at someday and say, well, this is a good area for clay pitches or maybe an archery set.
I want to find a place to just for
it's got to be safe, you
know, have you put up a bench and do it right, but I don't.
But if we try to send people 2 miles down the road, they might just say,
well,
they actually came here to shoot. And I said, there's no more shooting.
The reason I ask about this, it's close, it's right next to the ranch, and it looks safe to me. And it is, but it is not, it's not our land, it's public land.
Okay. Well,
if anybody's trying to complain, if they drive 2 miles, they shouldn't be shooting.
Yeah. They don't want to shoot that enough.
Yeah, they should be shooting
Yeah. Well, I know people that, you know, as comes hunting season, they're going to want to sight in their guns at the last minute and, you know.
Not out here.
No, there should be hunters out here.
Believe me, they've been sighted in for months on end.
You know, they've been poaching for months on end.
Well, no, if you got a tag out here, I mean, it's a... You already know you got the tag, and you're already starting to work on it, right?
Yeah, my 300 weather will drive tacks. It just got a scope on it, you can see the tack.
Okay, well, that's the training thing. I just want to discuss that so that everybody's familiar with our policies and that we've got a better idea of what we can do, direct people to where they can sight in and shoot. Let's check with the... You see, I'm not sure if that's on Monument or if that's BLM.
That's Monument.
If that's Monument, we want to check and see what their regulations
are. I would ask for forgiveness.
No, I wouldn't do that. No, I don't think that's the way we should operate.
Right now, there's no...
John, if you bring attention to it, then it's going
to
be hard.
No, we're not bringing attention to it. If you just go in there and ask, what are your regulations?
That's bringing attention.
Well, you're not saying who you are.
Yeah, you don't have to
say
where you're
from. You can go online and get that information.
Okay. Yeah. That'd be fine to do it that way. As far as going in their office down there.
Oh, I'm not going to say, oh, I'm from Deer Springs Ranch, and I'm going to go shoot on the Monument.
Right.
Well, what are you doing? I mean, we're letting people hunt.
The deep dragon.
Okay. So, anyway. Next new business is election of the board. Next annual meeting is going to be the election. Have we gotten any information back as far as who's going to run?
They're all running down the road.
isn't this the time that we have to send out ballots to the members?
Within a week. By next weekend, you got to have the ballot.
So we need to know who's going to run to put a ballot thing together, or maybe just a bunch of write-in votes.
Are you gonna rerun?
I don't know. I don't feel like I contributed a lot, so.
Oh no! Wait, I think you.
I think you should.
You get your feet wet. Yeah. Get your feet wet. Just go jump on it now.
But I don't care. I'll go another year.
Your name's on there.
It's your wife.
And I appreciate
even just the short time.
You know, we all contribute all we can. Sometimes we can't.
We can't always be here, you can contribute a number of ways, and just you don't have to all make every meeting to feel that you're a contributor.
We're not all going to do spectacular things. We can just be even on things and consistent.
Right, consistent.
And you need different points of views.
Yeah. But do we need to solicit nominees then?
Yeah, Linda's not here yet, so I don't know what statement.
Well, she's tied up in that play. That's quite.
I think we might need one, maybe two, at the max.
I know there's five vacancies.
There's five.
I mean, up for a vote this year because of there were several of them that were only for 1 year, and there was, you know. Taylor, were you?
Taylor's 2 years.
Yours 2 years. Yeah. Mine was 2 years, and Larry's was 2 years, but Larry.
Yeah.
resign.
And I'm resigning.
You're resigning?
At the end of this year, yeah. My lot's for sale, so I'd rather have a full board come in rather than go out, say, you know, set myself a lot at the end of September, then after the general election, then you're...
Every party has a poop for this party.
Okay, so far, I was on for 2 years, so I'm still on the board.
Taylor's 2 years.
Dustin's still on the board.
Is Dustin? Was Dustin's 2 years?
I was just on through a kangaroo court.
Dave Seals, I think, is going to rerun.
Good.
And, you know, so there's Dave, you, and Ed Belinsky. Good. And so there's four.
I'm trying to twist old Brad's arm into running, so we could share writing coming up here from down there.
There you go.
Yeah, I think Dave said. So far the ballot is myself, Dustin, John, Don, and Dave, and whoever else might have.
No, say Ed.
Ed.
I think it was Ed.
Yeah, Ed said that he would. I'll put a question mark because from him.
No, he's on. He's on.
He's on?
Yeah.
He's on the ballot. Okay, cool.
He's not on the ballot yet, but he's
on the ballot now.
Yeah, so I mean, he wants to.
He decided he'd try
it one more time. He's ran three or four times.
Okay, so I'm not sure if I'll find out from Linda to see if she has anyone else on the ballot. Then
we may not even get voted on, you know.
Oh no, there'll be a vote.
There'll be a vote.
Oh no,
try that. What if we don't get any vote?
Oh, you'll get it.
You'll get one.
Okay.
Probably won't be your own, but
I'll. what we need to do is send out ballots this week. I'll have Linda send out ballots to the membership.
There hasn't been any changes, bylaw changes, anything like that?
No.
I'll ask Joel if he wants his name on it, tell him to get it.
Yeah, that's you, Brad.
Do we as the board got any?
Here's the train to come in.
Anything we want to put on? Change.
Okay. Is there any, as far as the bylaws and rules and regs, or?
Well, I think maybe
PCNRs,
maybe we ought to, you know, think about it by Monday, and you know.
There have been propositions in the past as far as the organization of the association and so forth.
I think we ought to have our salaries cut.
I think so. We're way overpaid here. Okay. Is there any other new business that someone you want to address, or?
Well, where are we at with Ole on the goats?
At last meeting, Dave Sills and I was given the direction to talk with Ole Meat and get his intention. And so we met that week. I think it was Tuesday, right after the meeting. And his intentions are that he wants to be out of the goat business. He says he's got a for sure sale end of August. And the reason he said they had to wait till the end of August is he had to make sure their meat for me, so they have to go to the slaughter, and so they can't be pregnant, can't have any does that are pregnant. So that just stands to reason it gets, you know, the pain by the pound in this life, you know.
They don't want to pay for the more goats.
So basically, he had to make sure that his goats and the drop dead
they dropped their goats.
The surety that they were no longer, they had dropped their goats was August 15th, the date that he had figured it out. And so,
well, thank crap. That's so more on my property. I'm going to shoot him myself.
so,
stinks up there.
Yeah.
First thing people come to visit, they go, ooh, it sure stinks up here.
Well, better up there than down here.
Oh, yeah.
We had that problem then.
He castrated and tagged this last week, so I don't know if that means anything, but he did that.
Yeah.
For the newborns.
Huh? You have to tag this, though, I think.
I don't know.
No, you tagged them
but
all.
You tagged them all, okay, that's good. So anyway, he said that by the end of August, he had a sure sale and that his intention was to be out of the goat business, take him at his word, and then what I do feel, and I did make that offer of the $2,500 if he could get his goats out of here right away, and he came back with a counter offer of, you give me $1,000 per year of the contract, and that. I talked with you on the phone, right? I talked with about $7,000, and I think I communicated with everyone on the board.
Yeah, you did.
And we felt that was thumbs down on that. And but I do feel that this contract is still out there, and that if we could, once he sells his goats, that we could still buy that contract out for the lesser amount, for the $2,500 that we were going to offer him. Just because he has, I mean, talking with him, and I understand that he has suffered some losses, some substantial losses with this endeavor, okay? And it's been an impact on his family.
It wasn't totally his idea,
even though, well, I don't know whose idea it was.
No, I mean, it's not totally his idea. Yeah. I mean, it was the previous board's idea.
Right. They let him on with that. And
much talking to goats, I feel like we have some of an obligation.
So I feel that it would be right to offer him the $2,500 to buy out the contract once the sale's been made. That way, you know, we'll have recoup from the goat's first sale, and I have some money for the offset, right. The losses, even though it is minimal, I mean, to his losses.
I don't have a problem with that. We can get out of, and it's like I said, it wasn't totally his idea, and we do know that he lost a lot of goats.
Oh, yeah.
And so if he truly want to get out of the goat business, then he should be happy with that. And then we know that he can't come in 2 years from now and say, well, I still have a valid contract, and I got a new herd of goats.
Yeah.
I did so well on
the money, though, it'll say that it'll cancel out.
Cancellation. My motion would be that at the end of he sells his goats at the end of August. Obviously, at the end of August, he doesn't sell his goats. Then we got a whole
another
issue.
And then that might be where you have to retain the lawyer and go to court.
But not wanting to do that, I make the motion that once he makes the sale at the end of this month, that we buy out the contract for $2,500 if he's if we he'll agree to that. We'll have him note that this contract is
null and
void, that he sold his rights at this time, whatever
canceled
whatever legalese we can put to it.
Okay.
I'll
second that.
Okay. Thank you, Don. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right.
Not on
there the unanimous unanimously with those present.
Say it's not on the business, but here, I suppose I get you a copy of the grazing lease.
Oh, thank you. This is, we wanted to, just so that we knew.
And I'm going off the board, but I would highly recommend that the board sits down with Brent right away, and if you want to, try to work a new agreement out with him.
Is it for the best interest of the ranch?
I feel so.
Okay, I've spoke with him personally, and I think he's leaning towards bringing him back. He's looking at his options. And,
well, he wants to, but
the agreement we get into is going to have to, we're going to have to.
But you cannot wait. It's not fair to Brent that you wait till November, right. December to come up with the grazing things. He needs to know. He needs to know before these cows leave the ranch this fall.
Right, and that's something that we.
He's willing to put effort in building new corrals here for the ranch, help branch out on new trails and stuff like that. You know, as both part of his lease agreement, you know, part of his lease expense, plus he'd throw in, you know, extra time too, because he'd be personally getting benefit from the trails, which the ranch does need trails for our own little herd.
Right. And so, my concern is I don't know that I would want to get into a real long term lease of any kind, because they're always they can be renewable.
Well, he'd be willing, like a 5-year lease would be fine.
So some that
is this the old one?
Or yeah, that's the old one.
I think that's important. That, like Taylor says, is that we need to sit down with Brent.
I asked Brent before this meeting if he could get time.
I'm not sure if the annual meeting will allow time.
No,
I would say the October meeting, if we could, that would be a good meeting for him to meet with us.
Taylor, what do you think? He needs a commitment earlier than that, right? Because that's
I think by October you should have the agreement pretty well. Not just meeting with him. I think he should be maybe meeting with him. To be signing the agreement.
Yeah.
I was hoping he'd have it for today, but he apparently ran out of. Cause I asked him to write up a rough agreement, some of the things he'd like.
Well, anything rough, it's like we're going to have to meet at a board to agree upon any of the terms and conditions.
So it's a good place to say, you know, get his input.
And we have the current one.
You know, to be honest with you, Brent's the only one, you know, here that knows anything about cows.
Right.
I mean, you guys sit down here and come up with a cattle grazing plan that, you know.
I don't know a lot about cattle.
If Brent's got the expertise.
Yeah.
Brent's been up here for, I think, about 17, 18 years. Yeah. He's worked hard at trying to manage. I mean,
right.
This year he's not quite so. He is still concerned. I mean, he's held off coming up. He's been trying to keep the cows.
He's
cut out of the metal.
He's worked on the board's requests in the past, I know, and on numerous occasions we've asked him to hold back. And there's been issues with whether maybe the cattle haven't been where they're supposed to be at times, or have they been on too late in the season. But those are also issues we can work
on. Well, what is the season on the grazing here?
Oh, it can fluctuate, but usually I think 1st of June, the end of middle of October or something like that. But a lot of times we have him stay later because he comes in later. And a lot of times, you know, if we've still got a lot of feed here, we allow him to stay a little bit longer.
Yeah. And he would be one that workable.
He's very workable.
And he's got to get him out for the winter to get him some other place.
Okay, the only other thing I was going to bring up is, from what I understand, the county lost the roads to the BLM. So, they're in, you know, they're trying to arbitrate it out, but I know it. So that's why they're not getting plowed for the winter.
Well, we haven't known that, and it hasn't happened yet, but I'm sure there's still Joe talking, and there's still... I mean, obviously the judge ruling was just way out there in left field.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't plan to count it for grading any road on the monument.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it, you know, obviously it's an expense, obviously with fuel costs and everything. County's got to look at budget. And I mean, if they're not getting reimbursed for the road that they're doing for the monument, I can understand.
That's a big good thing for both parties. It's been one way.
But I think I haven't acted on anything yet because I'm kind of waiting until the, you know, not to take a punt, wait until the dust settles a little bit and see.
We've kind of been in a mess in this deal.
Yeah, they'll drag it out.
But now it's time to, you know,
a couple of years ago when that was
look into it further.
Yeah.
And I think we, as a board,
yes and no.
I mean, I know the members, and some of the members have
not do our
gone to those that are responsive.
Maybe we should.
To get information.
Well, I know what they'll want.
I will do the same and have a time where I get the annual meeting on the roads from the county. But right now, I think the ball's in their
court. Well, I just wanted to know that that's such a road thing. You'll be up to par with that.
Fully stopped.
They may not be. Hopefully this will be worked out in the meantime. And well, I don't see. I agree with John that the liability is out there. It's too much that the roads get...
Sue the government, though, John.
That's true.
County's out of it. It works. I mean, it moves so slow anyway, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But anyway, but I do. I will look into it further and find out where things are at for the annual meeting.
Okay. It would be nice to have an update then.
Okay. So.
Right. That is
I'm on record now. Yeah. I stepped out there.
Yeah.
All right. I tried not
to record it. It's there.
The only other thing I have to say is that as far as these agendas, I put together, reflecting back on the prior month's minutes and what was discussed, I'm hoping that it addresses most of the issues that we're working on. And that if there's any input for the next month's meeting or any time, you know, feel free to give me a call or email me, and I'll gladly put it on the agenda. But as far as, you know, just working off what we discussed last month and what you know, where we're going, that's the agenda. I think it worked out okay today. Anyway, just anytime you want to.
No, you've been good about that, yeah. So you've been available to talk to us. So.
I try to make myself available. It might be getting a little sketchy here. I get back to work, you know. I got my cell phone, so that's always a good number to try to reach me. Okay, so I'll just throw that out there.
Mary Ellen's making you go to work.
Yeah. I thought you were unbelievably wealthy and didn't have to worry about such trouble.
No.
Mucho trabajo.
No. I have to work a lot. I dug myself a hole, I think. Anyway, I want to go ahead and close this meeting. I'll go ahead and offer a benediction, unless there's something else.
It's open forum.
Open forum. Anyone for?
From the audience here?
It's already open.
As far as Linda, she hasn't shown. I don't think she'll be here. As far as the financial report and treasurer's report, you want to table that till next annual meeting if we have or do we have something you want to bring forward?
Just wait on that.
Okay. Good. We'll make sure that we have a good, thorough, complete financials for the annual meeting, because that will look not so good if I can focus here. Okay, with the revised budget and everything up to par. The one thing I did want to ask Linda about, and I'll talk to her on the phone, is are those monthly statements being mailed out? Okay, for those that need them. And I'll check on that. So if you don't mind, I'll go ahead and offer a protection. Our dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful again that we were able to meet as the Deer Springs Ranch Board, and that we may look to the needs of the ranch and the members and we're thankful for thy guidance and thy spirit, Heavenly Father, that thou hast been able to support us in this effort. And please be with those who are unable to attend, and please bless this food that we're about to partake of. And as we come into a close of this meeting, that we may be mindful of others. And this we humbly say in the name of the Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.